I'm a multitasker. At any given time, I have a zillion things zooming around in my head, which leaves little room for relaxation. Oh, I want to relax. So when a dear friend gave me a gift certificate to experience the soothing wonders of sensory deprivation tank, I was ready to give it a go. So what exactly is it, you ask? I wondered that too. Upon arrival, I experienced my first bit of enlightenment, intellectually speaking. The gracious owner of the spa explained that in the tank, the goal is to reach theta, where your brain activity lessens to a deep, meditative state and ultimate relaxation is possible. I was cautiously optimistic. The closest I've gotten to meditation is zoning out to the fractal screensaver on my Mac. I was then led to a small room with a large refrigerator-sized door at a slight angle. I was pleasantly surprised by the size of the tank, about 3 times the size of an average bathtub, filled 10 inches deep with water and Epsom salts. I undressed, put in the earplugs that were left on the vanity for me, stepped gingerly into the tank, and closed the door. Then I panicked. Yep, the first 60 seconds after I closed the door were sheer terror. I floundered around in the water, trying to get a sense of where the walls were and making sure the ceiling wasn't closing in on me the way I was imagining. You tried defying gravity naked in a pitch-black tank and see what you dream up. What if the door wouldn't open? What if I put my earplugs in wrong? What the heck was I going to do in here for an hour? Then I calmed down. I laid back and started to enjoy the floating. The water was warm. The hum of the tank was soothing. I did some deep breathing in an attempt to accelerate theta state, but my grocery list kept popping into my head, and my work schedule for the upcoming week, and what I was going to have for lunch. Finally, I was able to clear my mind, and an odd thing happened. At this point, the water temperature had reached a stasis with my body temperature, and it felt like I had just disappeared, like an out-of-body experience. I was on the road to ultimate relaxation. Theta, here I come. And then came the knock. My session in the tank was over. 60 minutes went by quickly, and though I didn't cross over into that magical state, I did get to peer over the fence. Salt encrusted and much more relaxed than when I arrived, I packed up my things and headed for the reception area. The next day, I was well rested and energetic. But for now, I think I'll continue to thrive in beta state, the state of alertness, with my feet on the floor and precious gravity intact.